The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's Saturday. As the journey continues, good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Saturday of the third week of Lent, March 26th, 2022. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Luger. Born in Holland in 742, he was trained by Saint Gregory at Utrecht. He studied in England and was ordained in 777 in Cologne, Germany. He spent 7 years as a missionary. In 785, he met Charlemagne and was given charge of the spiritual direction of five provinces. He refused the See of Trier, but became the founding bishop of Munster in 804. Luger died March 26, 809, after celebrating Mass at Butterbrick, Westphalia. Saint Luger, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Dear Lord, I do not know what will happen to me today. I only know that nothing will happen that was not foreseen by you and directed to my greater good from all eternity. I adore your holy and unfathomable plans and submit to them with all my heart for love of you, the Pope, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. And in March, we're joining Pope Francis in praying for Christians facing new bioethical challenges. May they continue to defend the dignity of all human life with prayer and action. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. You mightn't have noticed, but 2 days ago we passed the equator, that is, the equator of our Lent, because the 24th of March was the halfway point through Lent this year. Now you might find that encouraging because you feel you're doing very well, or discouraging because you feel that your Lent collapsed long ago. But if you're feeling that you're doing well, then maybe today's gospel might serve as a bit of a warning for you. Because let's look at what it says. Jesus spoke the following parable to some people who prided themselves on being virtuous and despised everyone else. 2 men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood there and said this prayer to himself, "I thank you, God, that I am not grasping, unjust, adulterous, like the rest of mankind, and particularly that I am not like this tax collector here. I fast twice a week, I pay tithes on all I get." Well, let's pause the scene there. So there's this fellow, very happy with himself, a Pharisee, praying, going to the temple, the great temple in Jerusalem, praying there. We're told actually by Jesus, praying to himself. So he's not really praying to God, but he's praying to himself. Funny enough, he kind of thinks he's God already. And this man who, when he says, I fast twice a week, we can imagine that's a serious fast, maybe bread and water twice a week. And he pays tithes on all he gets. So he's engaging in some really serious almsgiving as well. However, from what Jesus says, all this fasting and all this almsgiving is like water off a duck's back. Because his fasting has all been about his tummy and has had zero impact on his heart. Compare this with the tax collector that he despises so much, standing some distance away, doesn't even look up to heaven. He beats his breast and he asks God, He really prays, and not to himself, but to God, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And then Jesus concludes that this fellow went home at rights with God. The other guy, no. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, the man who humbles himself will be exalted. And so, in a way, what Jesus is telling us about is two kinds of fasting, which we might call tummy fasting and heart fasting. Now, we were already warned, actually, at the very beginning of Lent on Ash Wednesday with this reading from Isaiah, where the prophet Isaiah says, look, you quarrel and squabble when you fast and strike the poor man with your fist. Fasting like yours today will never make your voice heard on high. Well, Isaiah is warning about that kind of what we might call tummy fasting, where a person really fasts and even, again, bread and water twice a week or every day of the week, but it makes no difference because their heart is completely unaffected. And this person that Isaiah talks about quarrels and squabbles and even is violent, thumping somebody with their fist. So their fast, that kind of what we might call tummy fasting, never makes it into the heart. It has no impact on the heart. And the reason that we do fast really has nothing to do with the tummy, let alone slimming, but rather it has everything to do with the heart. Because, well, the church sees the tummy as a backdoor into the heart. What we're trying to change is our heart, not our waistline. Through it, in a sense, what we're doing through this fasting, which is, again, with almsgiving and prayer, is one of the three kind of important actions that we engage in over Lent. But what we're really doing is rebuking ourselves for being too greedy or too proud or not concerned enough about others. There's an Irish priest, well, he died back in the First World War. His name was Father Willie Doyle, and he was born here in my native Dublin. And he had a vocation to become a Jesuit. And then when the First World War broke out, he joined as a military chaplain and served the soldiers and looked after them spiritually very courageously, and finally was killed in the Battle of Passchendaele. But when he was a young boy, at the beginning of Lent, he was kind of found by an elderly aunt who walked into his mother's bedroom, and she found little Willie Doyle there in front of the mirror, and he was giving out to himself, because obviously he'd overindulged, he'd found the cookie jar, or he'd eaten some sweets, and he was in front of the mirror, wagging his finger at himself, giving out to himself, and he was saying, you villain, you wretch, I'll starve you, I'll murder you, not a sweet will you get, not a bit of cake will you get. Quite remarkable. The aunt must have found it quite hilarious. But it's something very real to it. He was giving out to himself for being such a greedy pig that he'd whatever he'd taken. And so he said, well, you're going to get it. Of course, he's talking to himself but in the mirror, but he's saying, you're going to get it for this. And really, that is much deeper than tummy fasting. That is heart fasting. I have to change. I'm a villain, he even says, a wretch. So we won't know. We won't know, we won't have any idea whether our Lent is going well, whether our fasting is working. We won't really know by our weighing scales. They can't tell us very much. It's a different kind of scales. You could call it my goodness to others scales. What kind of practical effect is this having on me, on my heart? On my kindness to others? Am I not squabbling? Am I certainly not being violent to others? Is that what my fasting is affecting? Because otherwise, well, you might as well go back to the cookies and chocolates. St. John Chrysostom says this, no matter how much one spends the day in fasting, no matter how much one sleeps on the hard ground and eats ashes and sighs continually, if one does not do good to others, one is not doing anything great. So, simple really. And that's the tradition of the church. The church has always been a little bit careful about fasting, warned also by what Jesus says here. Fasting could have a negative effect on us, making us feel superior to others and it's not really having any impact on our heart. Another great saint, Saint Peter Chrysologus, he says, fasting bears no fruit unless it is watered by mercy. Fasting dries up when mercy dries up. Mercy is to fasting as rain is to the earth. Mercy, that tender-heartedness towards other people. And then when it's done like that, within fasting is very important. And certainly the church and the saints have all said fasting, proper heart fasting, is very important for us. And really, very hard to see how one could grow in holiness without that. However, finally, just there's one other little maybe danger in all this, which is that we might think that our faith is all about us feeling as miserable as possible. The more miserable I am, the holier I am. Well, look at the advice of one of the great saints of the church, Teresa of Avila. When somebody felt depressed on a certain occasion, her advice to this woman wasn't, great, that's wonderful, offer it up and it'll make you holy. No, she said to that lady, she said, go and find somewhere where you can see the sky and take a walk. And then somebody else was shocked because she was eating meat when this other person felt, well, she should be fasting. And Teresa's very memorable response was, there's a time for partridge and a time for penance. So she was saying, well, now's the time for partridge. And finally, actually, her brother at one stage, maybe he was kind of feeling a bit gloomy, and he wanted to meditate on hell. And her advice to him was, don't. So there's a time and a place, to put it that way. So, and we have to remember and maybe ask our Lord, now that we're in the second half of Lent and the final kind of lap, if you like, Lord, help me to make sure that my fasting is really heart fasting, not just tummy fasting. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Thank you. That's Aaron Flynn, Be Still My Soul, at 17 past the hour on Saturday, March 26th, 2022, Saturday of the third week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We join the whole church in prayer now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men.
Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Let them say this, the Lord's redeemed, whom he redeemed from the hand of the foe and gathered from far off lands, from east and west, north and south.
Some wandered in the desert, in the wilderness, finding no way to a city they could dwell in. Hungry they were and thirsty. Their soul was fainting within them.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress, and he led them along the right way to reach a city they could dwell in.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. For he satisfies the thirsty soul. He fills the hungry with good things.
Some lay in darkness and in gloom, prisoners in misery and chains, having defied the words of God and spurned the counsels of the Most High. He crushed their spirit with toil. They stumbled. There was no one to help.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them forth from darkness and gloom and broke their chains to pieces.
Let them thank the Lord for his goodness, for the wonders he does for men, for he bursts the gates of bronze and shatters the iron bars.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done.
Some were sick on account of their sins and afflicted on account of their guilt. They had a loathing for every food. They came close to the gates of death.
Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He sent forth his word to heal them and saved their life from the grave.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, for the wonders he does for men. Let them offer a sacrifice of thanks and tell of his deeds with rejoicing.
Some sailed to the sea in ships to trade on the mighty waters. These men have seen the Lord's deeds, the wonders he does in the deep.
For he spoke, he summoned the gale, raising up the waves of the sea. Tossed up to heaven, then into the deep, their soul melted away in their distress.
They staggered, reeled like drunken men, for all their skill was gone. Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress.
He stilled the storm to a whisper. All the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced because of the calm, and he led them to the haven they desired.
Let them thank the Lord for his love, the wonders he does for men. Let them exalt him in the gathering of the people and praise him in the meeting of the elders.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness.
He changes streams into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, fruitful land into a salty waste, for the wickedness of those who live there.
But he changes desert into streams, thirsty ground into springs of water. There he settles the hungry, and they build a city to dwell in.
They sow fields and plant their vines. These yield crops for the harvest. He blesses them. They grow in numbers. He does not let their herds decrease.
He pours contempt upon princes, makes them wander in trackless wastes. They diminish, are reduced to nothing by oppression, evil, and sorrow.
But he raises the needy from distress, makes families numerous as a flock. The upright see it and rejoice, but all who do wrong are silenced.
Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the love of the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You fill the hungry with good things, Lord God, and break the sinner's chains. Hear your people who call to you in their need and lead your church from the shadows of death. Gather us from sunrise to sunset, that we may grow together in faith and love and give lasting thanks for your kindness.
Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness.
The man of God welcomes the light,
so that all may see that his deeds are true.
From the Book of Exodus. Moses did exactly as the Lord had commanded him. On the first day of the first month of the second year, the dwelling was erected. It was Moses who erected the dwelling. He placed the pedestals, set up its boards, put in its bars, and set up its columns. He spread the tent over the dwelling and put the covering on top of the tent, as the Lord had commanded him. He took the commandments and put them in the ark. He placed poles alongside the ark and set the propitiatory upon it. He brought the ark into the dwelling and hung the curtain veil, thus screening off the ark of the commandments, as the Lord had commanded him. He put the table in the meeting tent, on the north side of the dwelling, outside the veil, and arranged the bread on it before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded him. He placed the lampstand in the meeting tent, opposite the table, on the south side of the dwelling, and he set up lamps before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded him. He placed the golden altar in the meeting tent, in front of the veil, and on it he burned fragrant incense, as the Lord had commanded him. He hung the curtain at the entrance of the dwelling. He put the altar of holocausts in front of the entrance of the dwelling of the meeting tent, and offered holocausts and cereal offerings on it, as the Lord had commanded him. He placed the laver between the meeting tent and the altar, and put water in it for washing. Moses and Aaron and his sons used to wash their hands and feet there, for they washed themselves whenever they went into the meeting tent or approached the altar, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Finally, he set up the court around the dwelling and the altar, and hung the curtain at the entrance of the court. Thus Moses finished all the work. Then the cloud covered the meeting tent, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Moses could not enter the meeting tent, because the cloud settled down upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Whenever the cloud rose from the dwelling, the Israelites would set out on their journey. But if the cloud did not lift, they would not go forward. Only when it lifted did they go forward. In the daytime, the cloud of the Lord was seen over the dwelling, whereas at night, fire was seen in the cloud by the whole house of Israel in all the stages of their journey.
Our fathers were all under the cloud, and all of them passed through the Red Sea.
All were baptized into Moses in the cloud.
The cloud covered the meeting tent, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
All were baptized into Moses in the cloud.
From a sermon by St. Gregory of Nazianzen, Bishop. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, says the scripture. Mercy is not the least of the Beatitudes. Again, blessed is he who is considerate to the needy and the poor. Once more, generous is the man who is merciful and lends. In another place, all day the just man is merciful and lends. Let us lay hold of this blessing. Let us earn the name of being considerate. Let us be generous. Not even night should interrupt you in your duty of mercy. Do not say, come back and I will give you something tomorrow. There should be no delay between your intention and your good deed. Generosity is the one thing that cannot admit of delay. Share your bread with the hungry and bring the needy and the homeless into your house with a joyful and eager heart. He who does acts of mercy should do so with cheerfulness. The grace of a good deed is doubled when it is done with promptness and speed. What is given with a bad grace or against one's will is distasteful and far from praiseworthy. When we perform an act of kindness, we should rejoice, not be sad about it. If you undo the shackles and the thongs, says Isaiah, that is, if you do away with the miserliness and counting the cost, with hesitation and grumbling, what will be the result? Something great and wonderful. What a marvelous reward there will be. Your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will rise up quickly. Who would not aspire to light and healing? If you think that I have something to say, servants of Christ, his brethren and co-heirs, let us visit Christ whenever we may. Let us care for him, feed him, clothe him, welcome him, honor him, not only at a meal as some have done, or by anointing him as Mary did, or only by lending him a tomb, like Joseph of Arimathea, or by arranging for his burial, like Nicodemus, who loved Christ half-heartedly, or by giving him gold, frankincense, and myrrh, like the Magi before all these others. The Lord of all asks for mercy, not sacrifice. And mercy is greater than myriads of fattened lambs. Let us then show him mercy in the persons of the poor and those who today are lying on the ground, so that when we come to leave this world, they may receive us into everlasting dwelling places in Christ our Lord himself, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was homeless, and you took me in.
Now I tell you this.
When you did these things for the most neglected of my brothers, you did them for me. This is what I command you. Love one another as I have loved you.
Now
I tell you this.
When you did these things for the most neglected of my brothers, you did them for me.
Let us pray. Rejoicing in this annual celebration of our Lenten observance, we pray, O Lord, that with our hearts set on the Paschal mysteries, we may be gladdened by their full effects. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Twenty-four minutes before the hour on Saturday, March 28, 2022, Saturday of the third week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Take up your cross and follow the way. The way of Jesus Christ, His yoke is easy, His burden light. Our resurrection song. Take up your cross and follow the way. The way of Jesus Christ, His yoke is easy, His burden light. Our resurrection song. Whoever seeks to follow me must deny his very self, take up his own cross every day and follow in my steps. Take up your cross and follow away. The way of Jesus Christ, His yoke is easy, His burden light. Resurrection song. Take up your cross and follow me. The way of Jesus Christ, His yoke is easy, His burden. Son of Man, and He'll raise you from the dead. Take up your cross and follow the way. The way of Jesus Christ, His yoke is easy.
John Michael Talbot, Take Up Your Cross, and 19 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord tells the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector from the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others.
Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app.
Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Eve. A te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos, misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium, ostende.
Yeah.
on Mary's Day of the Week. Music from Boyce and Stanley. Salve Regina, Hail Holy Queen. 14 before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Time for our morning prayer of praise as we join the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The dawn is sprinkling in the east. Its golden shower as day flows in. First mount the pointed shafts of light. Farewell to darkness and to sin. Away, ye midnight phantoms all. Away, despondence and despair. Whatever guilt the night has brought, now let it vanish into we with trembling hope await, with blessed light for us shall glow, who chant the song we sang below. All laud to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, all glory as is ever me. God the Holy Paraclete. Amen.
Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true.
Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true.
I call with all my heart. Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you. Save me, and I will do your will.
I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise.
In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law.
But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true.
Wisdom of God be with me, always at work in me. Wisdom of God, be with me, always at work in me.
God of my fathers, Lord of mercy, you who have made all things by your word, and in your wisdom have established man to rule the creatures produced by you, to govern the world in holiness and justice, and to render judgment in integrity of heart.
Give me wisdom, the attendant at your throne, and reject me not from among your children, for I am your servant, the son of your handmaid, a man weak and short-lived and lacking in comprehension of judgment and of laws.
Indeed, though one be perfect among the sons of men, if wisdom who comes from you be not with him, he shall be held in no esteem.
Now with you is wisdom, who knows your works, and was present when you made the world, who understands what is pleasing in your eyes, and what is conformable with your commands.
Send her forth from your holy heavens,
and from your glorious throne dispatch her, that she may be with me and work with me, that I may know what is your pleasure.
For she knows and understands all things, and will guide me discreetly in my affairs, and safeguard me by her glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Wisdom of God, be with me, always at work in me.
The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever.
The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever.
Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples.
Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God our Father, may all nations and peoples praise you. May Jesus, who is called faithful and true, and who lives with you eternally, possess our hearts forever.
The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. Come now. Let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they may be crimson red, they may become white as wool. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words,
and from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
The tax collector stood far away and would not even raise his eyes to heaven. He struck his breast and prayed, God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The tax collector stood far away and would not even raise his eyes to heaven. He struck his breast and prayed, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. To make us his new creation, Christ the Lord gave us the waters of rebirth and spread the table of his body and his word. Let us call upon him and say,
Lord, renew us in your grace.
Jesus, meek and humble of heart, clothe us with the compassion, kindness, and humility.
Make us want to be patient with everyone.
Lord, renew us in your grace.
Teach us to be true neighbors to all in trouble and distress.
And so imitate you, the Good Samaritan.
Lord, renew us in your grace.
May the Blessed Virgin, your mother, pray for all those vowed to a life of virginity,
that they may deepen their dedication to you and to the Church.
Lord, renew us in your grace.
Grant us the gift of your mercy.
Forgive our sins and remit their punishment.
Lord, renew us in your grace.
We pause now to express our own needs and those of our community.
Lord, renew us in your grace.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Rejoicing in this annual celebration of our Lenten observance, we pray, O Lord, that with our hearts set on the Paschal mysteries, we may be gladdened by their full effects. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
Tomorrow, we take a day in the Lenten season to rejoice in the fact that our journey is more than halfway complete. It's Laetare Sunday tomorrow. Wear something rose or pink colored. The Saturday edition of Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the relevant radio app. You go out now and make this a great day and a great weekend, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.